Sisters and brothers, this past week I've been struggling to absorb a lot of information and a lot of EMF hurting inflicted on me. So what's new, right? These functionaries who carry out their master's schemes are apparently required to keep increasing the pain and pressure daily. It has been challenging. For the last 2 or 3 months, one of the EMF waves they favor, and they have many, resulting in multiple and layered injuries that result in so much mucus and pain that it takes many hours out of each day to clear enough of it away that I can continue to live. As we've talked about, it causes strokes, heart disease, cancer, pneumonia. This extra added seems to freeze my head and house, leaves me feeling gassed and poisoned. I suppose this is radiation sickness. It causes the thick mucus to become like a brick in my head and chest. I have very little hair left. In place of a head, I have a block of painful swollenness. I'm a mess. So I count on Prince at some point to step in and make sense of the jumbled threads of thoughts that become the show and organize them. And as I wrote this on April 6th, it had not happened yet. And we'll see how much of what I've done since, which is yesterday and this morning, it makes sense to share. Needless to say, or it is clear that a lot of what I've been trying to think through will have to be put off till next week, for the flow to be apparent, which, because listening to the last week's show, I do realize we are picking up the stream, but it was hard for me to see that as I was writing this. So I appreciate your patience and your good energy to counteract a whole lot of bad energy being blasted at me. There is a flow back into which I'll go, and perhaps if this seems like a bit of a ramble now, we'll get back to that stream as a result. I've been typing up a lot of Martin Bernal's Black Athena, The Afro-Asiatic Roots of Classical Civilization, Volume 1, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece, from 1785 to 1985. And I don't know about you, but when I first read that title, it confused me. I hope it does not confuse you now. You heard right. The fabrication of the whole notion of classical civilization being the product of ancient Greece. This fabrication occurred for between 1785 and 1985. And please check out the appendix following probably next week's show, since some of it will be referred to next week as well. So please check it out. I've been typing up Martin Bernal so that we can get even better acquainted with the continuity of class, with seeing that, and seeing our resistance to it, with the always present help of prophets, Thoths, originally perceived as gods, that at some point decided they must experience our burdens to better understand them, and so become sages. And personally, I think we're talking about continuous souls like Jesus, speaking to folk, literally like Paul. Martin Bernal adds to the work of our sexumvirate in helping us see the continuity of class across the millennia and recognize its obvious inherent totalitarianism, never discussed in academia, apart from Karl Popper to a degree. Once we see that oppressive and coerced burden of millennia pressing on us, we trained to believe we exist but to bear it, we can better understand the meteoric effect of Jesus and Paul, their words bursting into the complacency of mindless obedience, shaking up everything by simply, finally, somebody was telling the truth, a truth deep down we knew, which by the contrast with it allowed us to see the degree of duplicity we're made to accept as legitimate, though our bodies continue to know different. We've been arguing that their decommissioning strategy, Jesus's and Paul's, the key points of which are perhaps use your reason, acknowledge no judge but love, never forget freedom, our natural state, is a global mission. We are all brothers and sisters globally. That this is about the truth of our goodness inherent in our humanness, that our growth is attractive and draws others to it, is even more relevant now than when they invented it, because the conditions needed to realize it are now in. These key points allow us to see that Paul developed Jesus' decommissioning strategy consciously, that it is clearly, reasonably derived from his conscious internationalism, itself a derivative of his also very conscious tactic of emulation. Recall what he said about it, quoting Paul from our January 28, 2018 show, Life from Death, Truth Ends in Balance, is the audio file. Quote, I say then, have the Israelites stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, which is the world, the non-Jews, everybody else, for to provoke the Israelites, the Jews, to jealousy. Now, if the fall of the Israelites be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, of everyone else, how much more the world's riches, their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, my service. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And that's quoting the Apostle Paul from Romans 11. Recall that he began his education work by saying that God has no favorites, that this is not about nation or faith, but about truth, the mystery, that souls who consciously choose love as their standard and model continue.